Be ready?
Yeah.
We'll call our council meeting for August 27th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Can we have a roll call?
Tom Brown.
Here.
Jim Westfall.
Here.
Brent Chapman.
Here.
Brian Rowe.
Here.
Dan Rabelais.
Here.
Shelley Rose.
Here.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Mary Yocum.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to approve the agenda as presented.
Tom Brown.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Brent Chapman.
Yes.
Brian Rowe.
Yes.
Dan Rabelais.
Yes.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the agenda is adopted. Need approval of the August 13th minutes.
Motion to approve the August 13th minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Brent Chapman.
Yes.
Brian Rowe.
Yes.
Dan Rabelais.
Yes.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, those are approved. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Like to say sorry to the Sebring family for the passing of Chuck. He served on the council for a term and he will be missed.
Anyone else? No. Committee chair reports.
Can you tell us about the painting?
We're waiting on the architects to move on their end of it. That's what we're waiting on right now. So it's moving, but a lot of people would like for it to be moving faster, but when you're dealing with architects, you have to wait for them to do what they need to do. So.
And they're going to refile for that grant?
Yes, that
facade grant?
Yes, that the facade grant did get turned down, but I think we'll end up reapplying.
Any other committee reports? Being none, we'll go to report of city officers. None, we have. Do what? No old business, move to new business. First up is Resolution 2018, a resolution authorizing transfer of funds, fire pension death benefits to fire pension medical expenses, amount of $2,500.
Motion to read Resolution 2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to read and approve Resolution 2018.
Resolution 2018, resolution of the County Council of City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of funds and payment from section transfer from fire pension to fire pension medical expenses of $1,200.
Okay, discussion?
Call for question.
Yes.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Rowe.
Yes.
Brent Chapman.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, Resolution 2018 passes. Next is Resolution 21-2018, a resolution authorizing a transfer to the Police Historic Preservation Fund for the city's local match in the amount of $24,500.
Motion to read Resolution 21-2018.
Mr. President, thank you. This ordinance I read is supposed to be a total of $2,500 instead of $1,200.
Good You did? I said $2,500.
I said.
It says $2,500.
It says $2,500.
Okay. Now you've made a motion to read.
21-2018.
Second.
Second, yeah, I'm there.
Okay. From you?
Jim did too.
Motion by President Brown, sent by Councilman Grove to read and approve resolution 21-2018.
Resolution 21-2018, a resolution of Vincennes County Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing a transfer for all the city's historic preservation fund to the city's local match in the amount of $24,500.
Discussion?
Is this work already completed?
No, this is moving forward with the, they came in and did the plan on getting us a, kind of a plan to follow, like here, we need to look at the roof next, we need to do, you know, instead of just coming forward and saying, hey, we need to fix the windows now, or it's kind of laid out.
They came in and gave us like a list of what they wanted to go through, and this is just next on the list, correct?
A grant to have somebody come in and look at that, the police department, and then come up with a.
Right.
A schedule of, yeah, what we need to do and how we need to move forward.
Oh, question.
Ray Charles?
Yes.
Dan Rowland?
Yes.
Taylor Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Paul Rowe?
Yes.
And by a vote of seven to zero, resolution 21-2018 passes. Next is claims.
Motion to approve the claims in the amount of $533,043.69.
Second.
Got a motion by President Brown, sent by Vice President Westfall to pay the claims in the amount of $533,043.69. Any questions on it?
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rose?
Yes.
Dan Rowland?
Yes.
Ray Charles?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shelley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
And by a vote of seven to zero, the claims are paid. Does anyone have anything under miscellaneous?
Budgetary timeline. I know that we were a couple of weeks off from where we were last year. What are we looking at in that process? Because obviously we had our budget hearing last week.
We have a date with me. September is the second meeting of September, is whenever we will pass.
So like any questions that we have coming up, we probably need to get those.
And I'm going to see if.
Quickly.
Yeah, see if Reedy Financial won't be here at either that meeting or the meeting before.
Yeah, the meeting before will probably be most beneficial for us, so it's not like our last meeting and we're making changes or anything.
Your hearing, your budget hearing.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Thank you.
I wanted to mention the food trucks are down Riverwalk. It was a great success last Monday, and when I left a few minutes ago, there were huge lines already, so.
Okay. Anyone else? If not, we just need a motion to adjourn.
Sure.
We are adjourned.